How y'all feeling today? Happy Tuesday. What it do, y'all? I am back. Officially back from Austin, Texas. What it do? Today's Tuesday. Hey, JV. I like to call Tuesdays Thriving Tuesday. Let's go. So today, we're going to be talking about relationships. It's a lot of different relationships that happen these days. We're going to talk about a few of them, give y'all our thoughts, our viewpoints, what we think, our experiences, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the T-Group Podcast Show. It is your favorite host. Yes, it is, Jazz. And I'm back in the city. Back in the city. I'm back in the city. Jamie, what's up?
What's up?
What was that?
What you want me to say, Jasmine?
It's like that now.
I said, what's up?
There ain't nothing new. Taj, what to do?
How you doing?
All right, man. Fresh off the flight, you know?
I can see you very much missed.
Fresh off the flight, man. I still got some more stuff to do from Austin, but
yeah, next time you better invite me too.
It was
your plus.
It was a journey. This trip was definitely a journey.
Definitely told me.
So we gonna talk today. We gonna talk about relationships, man. Good ones, bad ones, extravagant ones, treacherous ones. We gonna talk about it. Let's go. Welcome to the Teen Group Podcast Show. So, today's been cool. The weather, today is the first day of spring. If you have allergies like myself, please be prepared to take your necessary medications if you need to. Because spring is here. Allergy season is here. I pray that my allergies don't act up too much this season. Happy birthday to all the Pisces. What? Let's go. Pisces slays Aries. Is it Aries season yet? Is it? My brother's birthday is on Saturday. He's an Aries, so I think it's coming up. If your birthday is in March, happy birthday, Pisces slash Aries. It didn't start yet? Come on, bro. I can't even hear what you're saying.
It's Pisces season still.
Thank you. That's what I need. Thank you. You giving me attitude today because I'm ready.
That's what you want to fight? Is that what you want?
Yeah, we can do that off show though. All
right, cool.
We don't condone violence, but JV is really trying me today. All right, cool. Y'all, we are talking about civic, social, and cultural ability. That also has something to do with relationships. So that's what we going to talk about today, man. I'm gonna describe the different types of relationships. So thank y'all for tuning into the Z Group Podcast Show. Don't mind us. This will be like we getting it together.
Why they do they stuff? How y'all doing today? I know I can't hear y'all, but I hope wherever y'all at.
Oh, you talking car, to the audience?
Yeah.
JV, you did it for me.
Oh, wherever okay, you thank guys you. Are at in the car, in whatever time y'all listening to this, too, I hope y'all doing pretty good. I'm doing all right. What time is it?
You got it?
Yeah. I had forgot how to do it for a second. Thank you.
I don't even have my phone.
I appreciate you for talking to the listeners, Todd. I do.
Yeah, something new.
You know, we got to have fun, man. We got to keep it calm, cool, collected, good vibes, good energy, no judgment zone. Free to just speak our minds. That's what this show is all about, man. But I'm going to go back to that since that's how we started the show. Shout out to Trigger. Trigger's on tour right now, man. Killing it. I want to say, what's the name of the tour? I forgot. It's Love something, but he's on tour with Keisha Cole right now. He's doing it, man. So, and Trigger is one of Zay's favorite artists. You know, got Zay in the building. Zay don't want, he a little under the weather today, but he's still hanging out in the studio with your girl, you understand? So, yeah, we about to get into it, man. Yep.
Of course, you know, all friendships aren't lovey-dovey or happy.
Yeah.
You know,
they can just be cool and, you know, cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a couple times in my life where I had to, you know, check certain people.
Checks be in order. Checks be in order.
Or it's not even or just, you know.
Checks are necessary though. Sometimes we gotta if we really care about somebody, we gotta check them.
Definitely.
What? What's up? You got something you wanna say?
Oh man.
You got something you wanna say, baby?
Not right now.
Oh, okay. Checks are necessary, though, man. Checks are a form of correction, man. You know, sometimes when we get into relationships with people, any kind of relationship, when people do wrong, they think that the people that they are around or the people they quote-unquote say they cool with, they not supposed to correct them if they see something not right. If somebody can't correct you, then that means it's something that you need to work on within yourself. That's an internal thing because you can't be in relationships with people when something happens and you get mad when they correct you. Correction is good. So to all my listeners out there who gonna be tuned into the show, be mindful, man. If somebody is in, if you get mad at the people that you are around for correcting you, then that means some reevaluation need to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, but I like that, Taj.
A lot of things is good when it comes to relationship. Communication is one of them.
Absolutely. That's the number one thing. Well, that's... Is that number one? Communication is definitely important, though. Communication is definitely important. No matter how the communication is done, as long as it's happening, that's what matters.
Get shifts to the left, JB. What you got, baby?
I done had several different types of relationships, not even romantic, just like friendships, work relationships, even with family. Because even like I can have a different relationship with my best friend than my family, for me at least, because not everybody like deserves the type of communication I give somebody else.
I mean, every relationship is different, so you can't expect, you know what I'm saying, the way you treat one person to treat the next person. Unless they understand that, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not just doing this because, oh, yeah, I may trust this person more. It's just because I know what to say around certain people.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
All right. So you got work relationships. Do you have school relationships?
I don't like people, so no.
Okay. I mean, you kind of got to like some people. You're around people. It's kind of difficult for you not to like people and you're around people.
Nope.
So you don't like us?
I tolerate y'all's difference.
Hold up. Time out,
what man. You mean?
What you mean?
That's crazy. Cause I'm
welcome. Well, first of all.
No, you hush. Because, first of all, if y'all know I'm not talking about y'all, then why get defensive? So now I'm really talking about y'all now. I'm not really, I'm talking about y'all now because y'all getting defensive. I wasn't talking about y'all, but y'all feel that type of way? Cool. That's what y'all. But I wasn't talking about y'all from the beginning, but y'all would. But yeah.
Oh, well.
Well, if you really want to go there, it was me who introduced you to Zay. Brought you around, Zay. You feel me? So you gonna disclude him, you know what I'm saying, and be all, you feel me, and but try to be against me and me, no. Me and Todd. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast, like Show,
said,
y'all.
But like I said, if y'all defensive, obviously I don't mess with y'all like that, but I mess with y'all. I love y'all to death. But
as
today,
you should.
But today, I don't.
I love you, baby. It's cool. I love you.
Whatever.
I love you, Davey, man. That's why I gotta mess with you every show.
Every single show.
I have to do it.
Every single show.
I do it. I think it was probably two shows I really didn't mess with you though.
That was the live. No, it was a live. It was probably a live. And then it was
it
like
a live
show? Yeah, the improv show.
And the one, I think the one that we did when, before we did your first show. Because that was like a real, you know what I'm saying, real sit down kind of powwow kind of moment though. So you've had, what's your experience been like with relationships, work relationships?
If it's
like a romantic relationship, if it's a, can we say situationship on the show?
Absolutely.
Okay, situation.
Absolutely.
Situationship. I'm trying to think if I've been in one of those. I don't think I've been in a situationship. But I've been in some relationships. You know what I'm saying? Friendships, business relationships, you know. Sometimes I could say like lifelong, you know, relationships, people that I grew up with, you know, went to high school, went to college with, that were able to, you know, build meaningful relationships and impactful relationships. Because just because you meet somebody don't necessarily mean you're going to have any form of relationship with them. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back, because sometimes people be thinking just because they met you one or seen you once or twice that y'all automatically got a relationship. No, y'all don't. Let me explain something to you. When you actually spend time with a person and be around a person and get to know them and learn stuff about them, that forms a relationship. You can't see nobody or be around somebody once or twice and then say, oh yeah, we got a nice little relationship happening. Yeah, no, you don't. You do not. I saw you twice in 1 week. Like, that's not, you know what I'm saying? That's like me talking to you in passing. That's not us developing something that can remain.
Just walking past each other in school.
Yeah, like, but relationships are important though. Because God put people in our lives for a reason. Sometimes a season. I can sort of hear what's happening in the background. If y'all can hear it, y'all know what go down on the Team Who podcast show. So I'm trying to be, you know, engaging right now. Relationships are important, man, you know. But I think a lot of times people need to identify what type of relationship they in, you know. People should identify these things, man. So people gonna walk around asking questions, being confused. You know what you dealing with when you around people.
What are we?
Nah, that matters though. Todd, say that again for the people in the back.
What are we?
Yeah. It's good to know what kind of relationship you're in, so you can know what's gonna happen, what's not gonna happen, you know, friendship wise. But you know,
but I feel like certain relationships, they have certain boundaries.
Certain what?
Certain boundaries and certain, like, communication.
They do.
Communication. Because I know, like, if it's a new person I'm meeting, and that's very rare for me to meet even, like, people, talk to them. But let's say I meet somebody new, and I communicate with them daily just to, you know, get to know who. But if it's, like, my best friend, we took every 3-4 months, but we still got that bond as best friends. Because it's just, like, I don't got to talk to you every day to know that you're my best friend still.
So how did you and your best friend become best friends?
We ended up having the same class together.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It beat them school bonds.
But yeah, like, but we ended up, like, we, cause I had a semester class with him, and I met him, but I didn't, like, we didn't talk cause he was a senior when I met him. So, but we met in my theater, in my drama class or whatever.
Oh, how he started? He was like, "Where my hug at?"
No. We didn't even acknowledge each other. Like, we didn't like each other. We did not like each other. Like, after, like, 2 weeks into us having that class, we could not stand each other. I don't know why, we just couldn't. But fast forward, like, a couple of months. I want to say, like, April, maybe. Yeah, I want to say, like, April. We started, like, just communicating because we had a field trip, I guess. And that's when we started communicating. But it wasn't, like, a dating thing. It was just, okay, I have class with you. Cool. Say what's up. Keep pushing. Then one day, I don't remember how this day even happened, but one day, we just became best friends. I don't know how, but it did. And since then, he's just been my best friend ever since. The first time I talked to him was today, after like 3 months. I didn't even write out before I got to work.
That's all right. I, you know.
But it's still left at the end of the day.
Yeah. I feel like when you meet people and you able to like have a certain kind of relationship with them and not talk to them for a period of time, but then you end up talking to them again, and it feels like y'all kind of just picked up where you left off and everything is still cool. That's a genuine relationship, man. That's genuine relationships, meaningful relationships are really what matter. But this is what I want to say to that when you was talking about your best friend. Is it okay to have, and I want to hear from everybody.
You want
with
best
this.
Friend, though?
Can I
knew where your mind was at.
Let me ask the question again, because the audience gotta listen to this. Is it okay to have multiple best friends?
No. Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I gotta say. So I don't know, I feel less. No, let me say this instead. If you have a boy best friend, you can have a girl best friend. But if you already have a boy best friend, you can't have another boy best friend.
Well, are you talking
you
about,
can't have the same gender.
Are you talking
two
about
best
while
friends.
In a relationship?
Like, you can't have.
Well, why can't that happen?
Because if my best friend get another girl best friend, I'm gonna be offended. Cause like, we best friends first. What's
not enough for you,
Jay? What it do, Jay?
But like, if I'm your best friend and you get another girl best friend, I'm gonna look at you like, what? But like, if you get a boy best friend, I'm your girl best friend. Okay, cool. I'm one kid. Cause at the end of the day, I'm still your girl best friend.
More than one best friend.
We have a lot of close friends. But
close
best friends,
friends no. Mutual friends.
It's a difference from a close friend and a best friend. Point blank period.
Okay. Explain that.
Because a close friend is the type of person you can tell whatever you want to them. You can just, you know, talk to them however further you want to go to detail. But with a best friend, oh, they're going to know everything before you even know what's going on.
Right. So, that's true. That's true. Because my best friend, though, people close to me, like my best friend almost like knows everything about me, like, and then, you know, like, but I do agree with you, Jay, because I'm not the type of person that'll have 4 or 5 different best friends. That's too much. That's too many different personalities at once.
No, for real.
Like one.
And then you have to have certain relationships with that person, because some people, you can mess around, play with them, next person just serious all the time. I'm not doing that. I need to have a person that can be, you know, go back and forth. I can't just do, oh yeah, one type of personality. No, thank you. No. Because I have different personalities. One day I'm cool, next day I'm mean, next day I'm nice.
So what kind of relationships you have presently?
Whoever I allow. I can't even put a title to whoever I allowed in my life. That's it. That's about it.
Situationships.
I've never been into
relationships. Romantic relationships, friendships, best friendships. We gonna go to a commercial break right now, man, because I feel like, Zay, you got something, even though you ain't on the mic, you got something you wanna say about this? You sure? Alright. I'm with you on the best friend thing. Right, I'm really with you on that, bro, because I got a problem with people who call everybody their best friend.
Cause
I can't stand that.
I feel like if you like a kid, like, for like, if you call everybody your best friend, you gotta be like somebody in elementary. Middle school, okay, you can start to develop different relationships. By the time you almost like in high school and so forth and so forth, know who you around. And know your best friend is.
Yeah. Cause I met my best friend in high school. I met my best friend in 05.
Because I had a girl best friend for a couple years, but it wasn't like we just fell out because we had beef. It was just like we grew out of each other.
That happens.
I'm going to keep it a
so,
with you. All but my best friends is the people that I've known since high school. I've known Isaiah for 4 years.
And it could be really tough. Like, if you're not in a mental space, it can be really tough to be in a relationship with somebody and understand that y'all outgrew each other. That's a challenging situation to be in.
I ain't even about to lie. When we grew out of each other, I ain't even about to lie. We sat on the phone for like 2-3 days straight crying, cause like we didn't understand like what was going on with us. But like we had to realize that we was going out of each other. We was in two different high schools now. Like we two different places, two different things we want to do. So it's just like when we grew out of each other, it was just, damn, dang. That's it. But like, we still, like, that's still my girl. I still love her too. That we.
Y'all cool now?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We still cool, ultimately cool. We just not best friends. Like, as we used to.
Okay. It be
but
like that, man.
Sports definitely started us being best friends because we did sports together.
Talking about relationships, it's called a ship today, man. It's a lot of different relationships that people get themselves involved in, man. We just wanna tell y'all how we feel about relationships on the Teen Crew Podcast show today, all right? And then, man, we gonna come back and give y'all some more of our thoughts. You know what I'm saying? A lot goes down on the show. As y'all know, if this y'all first time tuning into the Teen Crew Podcast show, welcome. You know what I'm saying? You might hear some people in the background. You might hear some people slamming doors. You might hear some people, quote unquote, cussing each other out. But hey, it's all love, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how. Don't look at me like that. That's what I be talking about. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast show, y'all.
If you want me to say something, just say that. Like, if you want me to just say that.
Your facial expression be. You don't gotta say it.
My face is always gonna talk before I even say anything. Oh, I don't wanna say nothing. My face is still gonna say it. I can't help it. What you want me to do? Just do like this?
Yes, indeed. She it. Always gotta be. That's what I be talking about.
Hostile word, hostile.
She always gotta be trying to throw shots at me. Not even knowing that I be ready for all the smoke. So I don't know what she be. I be ready for all the smoke, David.
Who's you yelling at? I'm about to call mom. Calling mom. Speed dial.
We're going to see y'all in a minute. All right, peace.
Call me Donna.
What you know about this, Zay? This your guy right here, right? You remember this jump? Huh? Can you hear it? I know you know this jump. Oh. Real smooth vibes in the studio right now. I was trying to see if it got to the chorus.
Please be.
The real Trey Songz fans out there. Shout out to Petersburg, VA. That's where he from. I like the vibes, eh? Real smooth today. We about to come back. And I'ma let this joint play just like this.
Oh my goodness.
I could actually keep it right there. Y'all ready to come back? Yep. Let go. Welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. It is your favorite oats, Jay. But we can go there. Let's go there.
Yeah.
It's the HEART for success. Hey.
Yes, it is.
That's what they call me.
So you better have a highlight reel.
How can having relationships assist you in elevating to the next level professionally and personally? Zay, what you got, man?
Okay, well, at least from my experience, having a relationship could boost you, like, financially and business-wise in terms of giving you something to push for. If you seriously think about having a long-term relationship with somebody, then that comes with a lot of different things, providing for the person that you build in a lifestyle. And so that gives you the motivation to go out and do what you need to do so that you can build that lifestyle for you or your partner so that y'all eventually can, you know, do all the cute stuff, like, have, you know, get married and everything else. So it's like, plus that tax bracket be looking a little too good. I ain't gonna lie. I'm about to get in
there.
I'm about to get in there.
Nah, for real.
In fact, JV, you want me? Sign on. sign on. But yeah, but that's honest. Because there's a lot of benefits to marriage when it comes to business. But it's more, I've had more experience with personal growth. Like, my experience is in my relationships really built the character that I have developed today.
Okay.
So, I wasn't, like, I used to be, you know, real, like, outlandish, but I used to be naive and too nice. So, I let people just do whatever. But now, since I've battle tested, as I like to call it,
okay,
I've been through some stuff. So, now I know how to read the room, see the red flags, and avoid them if necessary.
What you feel about people being vulnerable in relationships, good and bad ones?
Honestly, being vulnerable about any issue in a relationship is a must for the relationship to succeed. Because I'm going to be honest, the one thing I ask for from my partners is for them not to lie to me. We can work through anything, talk through anything, but just don't lie to me.
Okay. So, the degree of the lie, though, like, are we talking like a little lie, like a playful lie, or we just talking about like I know you lying and you just lie for no reason?
It depends on the scale of the lie and what it entails. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all a story because, you know, I got JV right here, so I can just talk trash on the mic.
Yeah, for sure. Because so, I'm about to beat her up after the show.
You're not beating nobody up, Jasmine. I'm gonna need you to get that through your head. Like, get that through your thick skull. Nope. That you're not whooping
Let me find something to throw. Let me find something to throw in the studio right now.
I'm gonna come across this top rope and drop kick her in the knees. I about to say, she got 1.5 knees.
We just playing, y'all. We just playing, y'all. We don't condone violence. I love JV.
But yeah, but you know, it's more of like, I don't know. It's more of like, how do you approach a relationship? And then for me, if it's like a playful lie or a small lie, then it's not, depending on what it is, I should say. Like, if you say you don't got my keys, but you got my keys, I don't care. But if it's something like that, I'm not going to care. Just give me my keys, right? But once you start going up in the scale of it, then that's where the trust starts to fade away, and now that's where issues arise. I like to think that I am someone who is able to talk through anything as long as we put in the truth on the table and nothing else.
Right. I think, you know, personal and professional relationships are important. Mm-hmm. You know, and it can help you. It could actually help you grow as a person. You know, so it doesn't necessarily have to be like one particular thing that someone does, because it's a difference between loving somebody for them or caring about somebody in a relationship. Mm-hmm. But do you actually care about them, or do you care about what they can do?
Or that's, is it difference, that you love them, or do you love how they make you feel and what they do for you?
Correct. I agree. I think, you know, friendship-wise, because you do things for your friends, you may do things for your partner, you may do things for your family members, you know, whoever. But every relationship is different. You know what I'm saying? Every relationship comes with different, you know, experiences. You know what I'm saying? You might have a relationship with somebody who love traveling everywhere. Then you might meet somebody and have a friend who don't like
the house. They don't even want to leave the house.
You like, hold on. I ain't used to this. I actually like getting out and going, and now you telling me you want to stay in the house? But that can be an adjustment. But the thing about that too is, you got to know the person that you're dealing with, too. You got to know that, because it's like, if you know they a homebody, you already know you ain't about to ask them to go everywhere. Because the answer, more than likely, the answer going to be no. Because they enjoy staying in the house.
That's why it's more of like taking the time to learn who you're dealing with.
Yeah, you got to.
I feel like a lot of people skip over that step, which is why some
and
of
learn,
them.
And like, take your time to learn them. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's best to... See, it's one thing to know how somebody is thinking than to see what they're thinking. I want to see what you're thinking. I don't necessarily got to, because I could, once I see what you're thinking, I already know the time frame that you want. So I want to be able to see how you think. I want to be able to see your thoughts. Like when you thinking about something and you ain't even say it, but I know. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to do that. You know what I'm saying? When you get to the point where you can see what people are thinking, you got something. So I think, you know, it could elevate you to the highest level. Having personal relationships and professional relationships, it could elevate you to a level where you didn't think that you would be able to reach, or it can like elevate you to the point where you right there in the middle. You didn't even think you was going past the middle, or you know, you didn't even think you was gonna get right there in the middle, but you like right there. But then you always got the people that like they could see you elevating, like, oh, you only elevating because so and so in your life. It's like, hey, don't hate, bruh. Don't be hating, cause I got people that know how to push me in the right direction. But you gotta be careful again, because you can't listen to everybody. You can't lend your ear to everybody, cause a lot of people that say that they support you in the relationships that you in, whether they good or bad, they don't really support you for real. They just be saying it just cause it sounds good. And I always tell people, don't just tell me something cause it sound nice. Tell me that cause that's what you really want to tell me.
And you know sometimes, depending on the situation, you know what I'm saying, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Absolutely, 100%.
Sometimes it's not, and vice versa. Sometimes it's really not about how you get there. It's the fact that you got there in the first place.
Yep.
So, I feel like all relationships have two sides to the same coin. Right, because you could have a very toxic relationship that ends in something beautiful, but you could also have a beautiful relationship that ends in something toxic and horrible. So it really depends.
I think it takes time for a relationship to get to the point where it's really good, and then it just ends badly. That means that over time, like, stuff just kept happening over and over and over, nobody just never properly communicated.
Right, and in the day and age that we live in now, sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's somebody is with someone that they see is good for themselves, but because everybody's been hurt, and now they like, oh, I'm hurting everybody else. Now they see something good, and they pull back and push it away, and that ends up destroying something that would have been so good for them, which is why a lot of people now are either single or hurting, because everybody's been hurt. So now, after so many times of being hurt, you either gonna hurt other people or you just done.
That's true though. But that's true.
Right, that's it. And that goes for any type of relationship. Business relationships, romantic relationships, friendships, everything. I'm gonna be honest, I've had some friends before. It's like, I look back now, I'm like, I don't even know why I was friends with that person. Do I regret it? No. It taught me the lessons that I need to know that I don't want to associate with that person, with those type of people again.
True facts. Right. True facts. To the Ten Cool Podcast Show, man. We cooling in this joint today. We talking about relationships. Relationships. If you an R&B fan, then I'm pretty sure you know about Trey Songz. He's been in a couple of, you know, romantic relationships. All the ladies love him. I'm a personal fan of Trey. I study Trey music. You know what I'm saying? So we on that today. We on Trey vibe today, man. How do you feel?
I don't know about that, because Trey
be trained?
Trey be have a couple baby making songs. I feel like that's how I got here.
Oh, true that.
I was conceived to Trey Songz' Love Faces, and I stand by that. 100%, which I don't appreciate, because I don't like how I know that. Like, it was not like I'm just talking. It was confirmed that I was conceived to Trey Songz. I'm like, why did you ever feel the need to tell me? Like, I know too much about how I got here, and I don't like that.
So the types of relationships that you've experienced, they like, what kind of relationships have you experienced? Outside of like a romantic relationship,
I was about to say, because I have been in a spectrum. Like, okay, I've had some that like really, I'm gonna be honest, is the reason I'm here. And then some of them that pushed me. So,
were those family relationships?
What, the reason that I'm here?
Yeah.
No.
That's interesting.
I'm a firm believer in, it's not the family that you are born into, it's the family that you create.
I like that. Say that again for the people in the back.
I'm just saying, the family that you build with other people is far more important than the one you born into. So people that's always like, blood is thicker than water, okay, that's cool. Blood get rotten, though. What do water do? Water stay the same. Now, it might get a couple ripples in it.
Nah, for real.
It might get a little rocky, but at the end of the day, water's still going to be water. Blood turn into all types of...
Crazy.
Right. So,
and it, I think to that point, too, it just amazes me how people that aren't related to you can support you far better than the people that's related to you.
Right, because I have a friend who's there. They got put in the foster care system when they were young. So they know their birth mother, but they're far closer to their foster mother. Because unfortunately, their real mother did not want them until they was older. Now they kind of, but you know, all the business. But
it's a tough situation to be in when you know the one that created you don't want to be a part of your life, and so you have to make certain adjustments as you get older to understand why. Because when you younger, you want to know why, but you don't really have the capacity to really understand it. But as you get older, you gonna have some questions. You gonna have questions, bro. So we just vibing, man. I'm taking y'all on a Trey Songz trip right now. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast Show. I feel good. Trey, I see what you doing, Trey.
Nah, I'm
following you, Trey.
I don't know if I like what Trey be doing. He need to relax. That man need to pop in a leave or Advil or something and take a nap. I don't know.
Can we take a trip to the left and go to Dravy and see how she feel about what we talking about? Man, how can having relationships elevate you professionally and personally? Yep.
Okay, first of all, yep. You don't got to lead us in the trip, first of all. But huh? I don't know if it was just me, but I just caught Dravy's ass just from the side just now.
What happened?
I don't know if it's just me, but her eyes are just like...
What happened with her eyes, eh?
Man.
What her eyes do?
I ain't gonna lie. It's the light brown eyes that just get it every time. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is? Is it good or bad? Is it a good thing?
This is how babies are made.
It's giving that?
I was about to say it. I'm about to say, some anyways, beautiful brown-eyed babies.
Anyways, piggyback over what y'all was saying earlier.
I love you, Dravy.
I was about to say, your kids can't be conceived to
is
love
everybody,
faces.
Is everybody slamming doors today? Just letting the doors slam?
I don't know, but as long as the kids aren't conceived to love faces, then I don't really care. Because I'm going to be honest, I can't continue that tradition. We're not about to do that. In fact, Trey Songz has officially been cut from my intimacy blend.
Welcome to the Teen Crew.
I promise
podcast show. Hey man, we talk about relationships in here today, man. Dravy, how you feeling?
I'm hungry and sleepy. I mean, if I lie to you, I'm hungry and sleepy.
I would hope that you wouldn't lie, but can you answer the question?
Me neither.
Piggyback off of what y'all said, like,
wait, what you think?
Honestly, only thing I want to say is don't assume you know somebody based off the first impression. Because I know first impressions mean a lot to me. But, like, I would give you the second opportunity for you to make up for that first impression.
Don't get
a bad impression.
It's a one and done.
Why does it? Those are important, but why? But like, I was going to say, like, what was I going to say? It was something I wanted to say to your point, though, about first impressions, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think first impressions are actually important.
I also think
that, like, any type of relationship, whether, like if it's a friendship or, you know, you got a work relationship, you got a business relationship, you got like family relationships, you got like nice, cool, you know, calm and collected relationships, you got the aggressive relationships, you got the situationships, you got friends with benefits ships, you got, you know what I'm saying? You, yeah. It's all.
I like how she's going through my playlist right now. That's not it either. It's not.
It's all different types of relationships, right? But I just think that.
First of all, that playlist is on my TV. So
I think
you looking through my phone, they gonna do it for you.
I think I like that vibe, Trey. Let's go. I think that when you in certain relationships and it takes patience. It takes patience, y'all.
It takes a certain level of respect.
It takes respect. It takes communication. It takes patience. And it takes...
Hold on. Say that for again. What's the second one?
Communication.
Wait, hold on. Repeat it one more time for the people in the back.
Communication.
Say it for again for the people on the left.
Communication.
Thank you. I think we just need to leave it at the left, right?
Leave it at the left?
Just leave it on the left.
But I just think... I also think it takes patience, though, too. The reason why I say that is because, like... You could get in any type of relationship with somebody, whether it's small or big, right?
Yeah.
But if you can't get the little stuff right, it's no way you're gonna be able to get the big stuff right.
Right.
It's no way. That's like saying if somebody cut at you and asked you for $100 and they be like, I'ma pay you your $100 back in 2 weeks. 2 weeks come, you don't hear nothing from them. But then the third week they pay you back, and then they be like, "Oh, let me get like $200 in like 3 more weeks." It's gonna be like, "Hold up,
yeah.
I can't even trust you with the $100. You think I'm about to give you another $200?
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's important. Like, it's important that we take the journey, like you said, take the journey, because if you can't get the small stuff right throughout the journey, what makes you think when the big stuff happens, you gonna be mature enough to handle it? One man, we helping people. We helping people on the show today. JB, what you got?
Nothing. I ain't even right out of here. Just say. Cause every time I got something to say. You got something to say? You got something to say? I'm okay to say. I'm
that's
okay.
How a conversation works, yeah.
Shut up.
JB, you don't got nothing? You don't got nothing for the listener today? Can we go to commercial?
Absolutely.
We could? Because I'm cutting half of this show anyway. Yep.
I told you, you're going to have an Instagram highlight reel. That's it.
I'm going to keep it right here. I'm not even going to mute y'all mics or nothing. Welcome to the Teen Crew Podcast. Yep. JB is always tired when she come in the studio. You want some room? Jesus is a friend of s'mores.
I'm picky.
Me too.
Very, very picky.
We eat.
But if you buy me like some spicy stuff, okay, I'll eat that and stuff.
No. I can't eat.
Yeah, give me that.
Thank we you. We having snacks on the show today, y'all.
Yeah, first of all, me and Girl Scout Cookies have a problem. Like, we have a real intimate relationship, but it's toxic.
Yeah.
Cause like, I bought 3 boxes of them, Jay, and it was gone in like a week and a half. Which is fat. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's fat. But I don't look it. But I'm fat for real. Like, not even about to lie.
We vibing. Mm-hmm. We can go here. We definitely could go here. Say what? We having fun, man. We gonna keep it smooth like this. Like, welcome back to the Teen Crew Podcast. Show. You know what I'm saying? It is your favorite host. Jazz, Heart for Success is what they call
it's your favorite your girl host, man. It's your boy taking it.
Zay is in here. JV, what you got, baby?
I'm hungry. Like,
I think all of the listeners know that you're hungry.
Okay, but like, I'm gonna keep saying it because I'm hungry.
You ain't go home today, did you?
No.
Yep. That's the problem. That's because, you know, she got this cancer energy about her. You know what I'm saying? She got this cancer energy about her, man. And because I'm close to a cancer, you feel me? I sympathize, you know. I ain't too close to cancer, though. It's a lot of people in my family birthdays in July, man. My mom's birthday in July, though, you know what I'm saying? Yep, July 5th. You know what I'm saying? My personal assistant birthday, the same birthday you got the JV's. You know what I'm saying? So I love y'all, in a way.
Scorpio's still the best zodiac sign, so I don't care.
You gotta stop what you're doing right there, though.
I'm right.
He is loving these cookies, though.
I don't think you understand. S'mores and Samoas are my two favorite Girl Scout cookies. Over the Thin Mints.
Okay. I put my mom now. I don't like those.
The Thin Mints?
Yeah, I don't like those.
They're too chocolatey for me, but they don't taste as much like mint as they used to. But they still good, though.
Javy, can I ask you a question?
I like
you. What you do? How you sustain your relationships?
Any kind of relationship. I know what I'm about to say. Communication with certain people, at least. Certain. I feel like
specify certain people.
Like I said,
your partner
earlier,
a big one.
Look at you. Y'all need to calm your nerves down. First of all, it's a lot cool. So I think the light on is what's making us like act like this. Cause the lights off, we're cool.
The lights off and we chilling. The lights on, we not.
I'm looking this way and talking to the wall. All
right, go ahead.
So basically, but, oh my gosh, Jesus, can y'all come save me, please? Viewers, come save me.
All right,
it's rare for me to like make a new relationship with anybody. It could be any type of relationship, though. So it's rare for me to have a relationship with anyone. To make new relationships with anyone. So when I make a new relationship with somebody, I have to be able to have that communication with you to at least get to know you as a person. So I know what type of relationship we're going to have. So, like, for an example, like, if I just meet somebody and, like, we just work together, okay, cool. We just work together. We cool at work. But sometimes with some work relationships, they become friends or so, whatever case may be, outside of work as well. So, it's just like, can you relax your nerves?
I didn't even do nothing. I've been sitting in my chair this whole time. This is finally, y'all finally getting a glance into what I be talking about. JV be treating me so wrong, y'all, and it be hurting my feelings so much.
I'm not tripping, right? I'm not saying. I know
it be hurting my feelings so much, but you know what?
It's
at least I know it's still love from y'all. You hear me? Like I know that all my people's in the comment section. Everybody who be listening, y'all be on my cause y'all hear it. It's okay. You know what? But you know what? We still love JV. She should be treating me a little wrong, but we're gonna get that together, you know.
So, but JV was in the middle of answering the question.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, never got to.
Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
Like,
how do you sustain, baby?
Like I said, communication. At least try to like know the person before. I try to make it seem like that's the type of person they are. I don't know. I'm looking for a
draw conclusions about their
character. Well, here's the thing about that. When people show you who they are, who they really are, believe them.
True. And I remember like old relationships when I used to let people walk all over me. I ain't even about to lie. At one point in time, I let people just walk all over me. Y'all looking at me surprised because I know how my high head.
First of all, you like beating people up. I can't imagine you ever.
But I used to let people walk all over me. I ain't even allowed to. I just kept quiet. I didn't never, like, if I knew something was wrong or what person was doing to me, I never even said nothing because it was just like, okay, I need friends. But now it's just like, I don't care. Bye. Bye. I don't have nothing for you. I don't care. You can get out my face. Never talk to me again.
Do you sustain relationships with trust? Is trust one of them?
I got trust issues.
What is your trust factor?
I got
Jamie?
Trust issues. So bad.
Trust in me.
So
are they really bad?
So bad.
So you
can tell, I promise you, a person can tell me the grass is green, the sky is blue, I'm gonna look myself and see you telling the truth. Like, it's so bad. Because people lie so much. It's just like, bruh.
I'm gonna need you to work on that.
we gonna have to work on that. Because,
like, yeah, I'm not, it's gonna be a long, 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 long time for me to trust you and him.
How do you. Wow. Wait.
I ain't lying. I'm so serious. Because with people, I don't.
What did I do?
That's what I'm saying.
That's how really I am. Like, y'all didn't have to do anything. I could just meet y'all. But, like, me being able to trust somebody, I have to be able to know you as a person first.
I'm about to say, you talking to two people who probably given you every reason to trust them.
I know. That's why I trust
you. See, my thing, like, with me, I think, how do I. I'm going to let Zay answer this last, and then we're going to give the listeners our takeaways. We just having fun today. This is a fun.
It's pool. A lot going on.
It's the a lights, lot, go, it's the a lot going on. How do I sustain relationships? This is how I sustain relationships, Zay.
Friendships, best friendships, relationships, whatever kind of business relationships.
I'm not a play 50 type of woman, Zay. Like, I'm really not a play 50 type of woman. Like, let me explain what I mean by play 50. Play 50 means I act one way one day,
right,
and then I'm something else the next day. I'm not wired like that. It's not in me to do that, because if we have a conversation about playing 50 in front of other people, then I'm okay with that. But it's like, if I care about a person, or, you know, whatever type of relationship we got,
right,
I'm going to do exactly what I told you I was going to do. Exactly what I was told you what I was going to do. Now, everything that might not always happen in the timing, but the whole purpose is the goal getting accomplished. Me saying something out of my mouth and actually doing it. That be the problem with most relationships, though. Everybody like to hype stuff up like they really be doing stuff, and they don't.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you know you ain't about to do something, don't gas me up. Don't say you gonna do something and you ain't. I don't got time for that, because I've been to mess around,
right, like,
and even did it on my own, or, you feel me, or, you know, found somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not. I think that's how I sustain relationships, and people respect that because they know stuff that come out of my mouth, I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
I might not always do it in the timing that it's supposed to be done based upon me doing other things. But I try to plan and then execute on that plan. So that's how I sustain relationships. Like, I'm not the type of person that be like, yeah, JV, or yeah, Zay, I mess with y'all, I love y'all. But I don't never show y'all. I don't never come in the studio and show y'all no type of care, no type of love. I don't have no conversations with y'all. I don't check on y'all to see how y'all doing, whether it's in here or out of here. But I'm the first one to say, oh yeah, JV, cool. I mess with JV. But I don't show JV no nothing. No energy, no compassion, no sympathy, no nothing. But I'm telling other people I care about her.
That's not how that works.
That's contradicting. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not me being true to who I am as a person. I don't just tell people stuff like that and don't show them nothing. So that's how I sustain relationships. What you got, Zay?
Honestly, I'm more or less the same way. The difference is I give everybody my trust and respect first. I put forward my best foot. Now, if you show me that you are no longer deserving of that trust and respect, then I will retract that with maximum efficiency. I have no problem. I have no problem removing someone from my life that I feel like is being a burden to it or slowing me down or whatever. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because I'm not on your side don't mean I'm in the enemy corner. It just means that, you know me, like, you not fighting with me. I got stuff I'm fighting for over here, but that don't mean you fighting with me. You got your own stuff. That's cool. That's cute. But that don't mean we're gonna be fighting our battles together no more. Because you showed me that you. Now, I'm not saying by no means am I perfect, because I've made my mistakes too. I've made my fair share of mistakes. However, I'm not a person that really will go half for whatever. It's more of like, I keep it true with you, like 100%. Like, I, you know me, like, keep it true with you. 50 times 2 with you. Like, real lie. I keep it 100. Like, 50 times 2 with you. Keep it 100. Like, I'm not really the type of person that's going to lie to you. And that's the reason why I... Hold on. I'm sorry. I had to get another cookie, y'all. But that's the reason why I'm so...
Sweet tooth so bad, bro. It is so
bad. We eat a snack from the show today.
I ain't gonna lie. Your sweet tooth is so bad.
I have a problem, okay?
Your sweet tooth. You got a sweet tooth so bad.
I swear I just had ice cream like yesterday before I came to the record.
You have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, but it's funny because I don't even like sweets like that. I just eat them. Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's I don't know. I just don't lie to people. That's why it kind of like offends me a little bit if somebody lied to me. Because then I'm like, I've given you every reason to trust me. Or even if you don't trust me, I've given you every reason to not lie to me. I even tell people, everyone that I meet, don't lie to me. That's the one line we shouldn't cross. Because if you ever don't want to tell me something, don't tell me. If you don't want to talk about something, don't talk about it. But lying to me is I'm going to be honest. I usually have a zero tolerance policy for people lying to me. Right. Because I've been lied to so many times in the past. I'm like, yeah, I'm really done. Because if you do it once, you'll do it again.
Right.
Even like if it's something small, maybe we can talk about it. But if it's something bigger that you lie about, I can't bring myself to be around you, because now I don't trust you. And if I don't trust you, I don't want to be around you.
So can you be in a relationship with somebody who lied once?
Once? Yes, but it depends on what it's about. And then if if I'm with someone, okay, if I say I want to be with someone, or if I say I want to be like in a relationship with someone, or even if we just talking or whatever, I'm gonna talk to you about it. Cause you lied to me, that's okay. Like I said, I'm someone who I would like to think I could talk through any problem with someone. It may not be 100% resolved, but it'll be enough to where if this conversation comes up again, we do it from a more level-headed place because we now have experience with talking about this in a healthy way.
Correct.
So that's why if it's something small, I will talk about it. But if it's something big, no, I can't. I don't like liars. But that's more because I used to be one. And I understand it takes more work to lie than to tell the truth. So you have to be actively making the decision to lie straight to my face, which I don't appreciate.
Right. So I understand. I like that.
JV, what you got, baby?
Oh, yes. Mari said something so cute, and it was so funny, because I was thinking, because I walked JV to the bus stop one time when we was coming from him. I think it was the day we just finished recording him, but we were still chilling him, and we left. I put her on the bus. I went back to them, and I guess Todd didn't see me walk away or walk back out. He's like, where you just come from? I thought you left. Mari talking about something. He had to take his baby, put his baby on the bus. I'm like, that's so cute.
JV, low key.
I could have gone the rest of my life without knowing that. But, you
told you it already.
You did?
JV, low key.
First of all, you already know. Don't do that.
JV, low key, the baby is the baby over here, man.
Not even just the baby. Just me.
I'm talking about for me. I ain't got nothing to do with what y'all talking about.
Oh, no, this is my baby right here. I just ready to karate chop, kick, punch, slap her in her esophagus.
I'm going to say D.A. She the baby.
You know what I'm saying? What it do? What it do, JV?
I got nothing else to say. I'm tired and I'm hungry. Like, I'm hungry and I don't want to cuss nobody out.
So you already talked about your sustaining relationships, right? How do you sustain communication? He said, don't lie. I said, I'm not a player 50 type of woman, man. I'm not. Just not, man. And so we good?
What's your takeaway?
You
want to
know what's really good?
JV?
These cookies.
We definitely was snacking on each other. And them cookies was good, too.
I ain't about to lie. Might even like 3 more of them things to just bring them up here for every time we record.
I need to Google where to get those cookies from, besides Girl Scouts.
I don't think you can get them nowhere besides Girl Scouts. I think you can order them in like bulk, but that's a lot of cookies.
Man, what? I'd be cookied out in the house.
Man, what? I ain't gonna lie, that box wouldn't last it wouldn't last a month. It'd be gone in like a two weeks maybe.
So, JV, we the Team Cool Podcast show right now is just vibing. I was been posed to shut the show down like 20 minutes ago, but we just cooler than this thing. It ain't gonna be what it is once I'm done the show. Let me just say that. Welcome to the Team Cool Podcast show. JV, what you got for my listeners as the takeaway? They know you hungry, but we talking about the ship. A ship.
I'm hungry. That's my takeaway. I'm hungry. Okay, but for real.
Relationships. What do you want to tell the listeners?
Be open to new relationships or whatever it is, like any type of relationship, because it could bring you like different opportunities and different lessons and different, you know, pathways in your life. Honestly, right. That's really what I gotta say. She wouldn't vibe on music, not even listening.
I don't
want to.
I would just
up low key mad about that.
It's okay.
So you pay attention now? You pay attention now? You stand still?
But no, see? But my only takeaway is, if you're gonna try to develop a new relationship, take it seriously, because you don't know how that'll affect the other person if this relationship don't work out. It's gonna affect you, yes, but if you're the cause of the failure of the relationship, it's more than likely going to affect the other person more than you, unless you take a step back and really realize that, dang, even though I was the one that did that, I really messed up. Most people can't take that level of accountability. So that's why I said, if you're going to do it right. I'm just saying, my man Mario, it is thing.
So my takeaways for the show is, man, relationships, cherish them. Build them. Make sure they mean something to you. Make sure the person that you, whether it's a work relationship, a business relationship, a friendship, friends with benefits relationship, whatever kind of ship it is, just make sure it's benefiting you as well as the other person, and make sure that you all can kind of grow together. And it's okay if y'all reach a point where y'all not growing together, but it's like, if y'all are able to like weather the storm and get through those moments, then that's what a true relationship is all about. Can you stay in the relationship when things happen, man? Can you move forward? Like, can y'all really be happy for each other regardless if y'all not close? You know what I'm saying? Those things matter, man. Like, I like what JB said earlier about the best friend thing. I am not one to have 5 and 6 best friends. I will not never.
I got one.
And I got one best friend.
One best friend is good enough for me.
I got one and a brother.
And I'm gonna say this again for the people in the back, and I know y'all gonna listen to this again because I'm not gonna cut this part out. Like, don't have friends and then a good amount of your friends you walking around calling them your best friend. Everybody can't be your best friend.
Like I said earlier, you have a close friend. You have a lot of close friends. But best friend, right. you can have
a lot of close
the
friends.
The maximum of 2 best friends. You can have like 2 people that you call your best friend, but 1 person that's particularly your best friend.
But why would you call them that if that's not what they are?
Oh, not for me. I'm saying people do that in general.
Oh, no, I got one best friend, and then I got my best man.
I already said, if my best friend is another best friend, he's cut for the rest of his life.
No, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying in general. Why would you call him that if that's not what they are?
Because some people have that ratio. It's like, okay, that's your title. That's your actual title for me. Like, okay, you're my best friend. But, like, some people, but some people have second best friends. Like, oh, you like, you're not a sub in, but you like potentially could be a best friend.
You're not a sub in.
you on the bench, right? But you
like you almost a starter, but you know.
You just not there yet. You know, we still got the lineup on the floor.
But know? I can't have more than my best friend.
Right.
Be truthful in your relationships too.
You could be my closest friend, but you can't. You're not my best friend.
I got one best friend.
One best friend and cousin.
And it's like two, like I said, if the relationships is for you, it's for you. If it's not for you, then you at least understand where you are, because you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't even believe what come out of your mouth, then you can't expect the next person to believe what come out your mouth. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you at least got to be honest with you and know what you want and where you are.
A little bit of neck he got. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I want to leave the audience with, man. I just want to leave the audience with, you know, make sure that whatever type of relationship you're in, that you are that it benefits you, that you made the decision to be in it. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
A life goes on.
You know, you live and you learn out here, man. In all types of relationships. And every day, you gonna grow. Every day, you gonna learn something new. You ain't never too old to learn something new. So, and you never gonna know every single thing about a person. Only person that know every single thing about us is Jesus. That's it, bruh. We love y'all. The Teen Crew Podcast Show. We just having fun in here. I'm fresh from Austin, Texas, man.
Yo.
And we gonna see y'all later. We gonna see y'all in the next one. All right, peace.